This afternoon on At Lunch, I am in conversation with Professor Nicholas Pierce, Head of School Clinical Medicine at the Faculty of Health Sciences at the University of the Free State. Professor Nicholas Pierce is also a vascular surgeon. Professor, how are you doing this afternoon?
Very well, and you?
Well, thank you. Now, let's dive straight into it. The Faculty of Health Sciences, if any parent were to ask you, why should their child study medicine at the University of the Free State? What would you have to say?
The simple answer is because we're the cream of the crop, and we believe we are trained students in a holistic environment from day one. We are nationally and internationally renowned and accredited, and we produce world-class doctors with a structured support system from day one, and that's very important with the transition from matric into the university environment. In addition, the UFS and the School of Clinical Medicine, specifically what I represent, focuses on a holistic student experience with high pass rates, obviously, is important, and early exposure to the clinical environment, which makes us a unique program. We identify and recognize that in order for students to develop on an individual level, then it's important so that they can become the next generation of healthcare workers for our country and for our province specifically. Last but not least, our students experience more than just academics. It's an immersive experience, which includes culture, student life, and academics. And these combine to foster a holistic or a comprehensive healthcare practitioner, second to none. Our character in the university of caring and diversity translates into overall an outstanding experience in all facets of life.
That's absolutely fantastic. Now, you mentioned a high pass rate. What are the minimum admission requirements to study medicine?
Well, to get considered for medicine, and I must emphasize the point, the minimum that does not guarantee you admission into the program.
Definitely.
Is an admission point of at least of 36. And that's with a 60% in English, pure mathematics, life sciences, physical sciences. And we give 1 point then for life orientation as long as you achieve above 60%. And I must also just inform you that we don't anymore require the national benchmarking test, the NBTs as known. So we don't include that. But I must highlight once again, that's the minimum. And this will not guarantee you placement in the university. Just remember that the School of Clinical Medicine last year got over 18,000 applicants for only 180 placements. That was countrywide, 18,000 applicants.
Wow.
You know, so it's quite a challenge to get in even with good marks.
Now, what does the School of Clinical Medicine consider during the selection process, keeping everything else you just mentioned in mind?
So in a nutshell, selection is based on your overall academic performance, as well as what we call the non-academic points. And that covers things like sport, culture, and leadership. But as your radio station based in the Free State, we like to have a commitment to the Free State, and we grant extra points or non-academic points to people from the Free State and from the Northern Cape, as we want to try and train our own people to service our own population. And after taking all of these scores, the non-academic and the academic point into account, we combine them and we rank these students from then the top to the bottom, and we just select according to the list. But please just visit our website and just check on the selection policy. It's a very transparent process, not done behind closed doors and in a dark room. And applications for the health sciences or for medicines particularly close on the 31st of May. And it's important not to leave it till the last minute and try and apply on the last day. There's a lot of documentation you need to get into place. So please ensure you apply early and don't leave it till the night of the 31st to apply and then phone me crying that you didn't manage to get in.
And now lastly, how many programs can first-year students apply for?
So applicants can apply for 2 programs at the University of Free State overall, but you must consider you're applying in the health sciences to a professional program. So if you want to be a physiotherapist, apply to physiotherapy. If you want to be a doctor, apply to medicine. You can't apply for 2 health sciences programs because we believe they're professional qualifications. And, you know, physiotherapy is so dramatically different, obviously, than medicine. So, yeah, you're only allowed to apply for 1 in our faculty, unfortunately. And but you can to any other program within the university across all 7 faculties. You can apply for 2 programs.
Thank you very much. And that closing deadline for applications is the 31st of May. Make sure you don't miss it. For any more information on the selection process and these deadlines, you can visit University of the Free State at ufs.ac.za. To listen to this interview again, you can find it on catchup@ofm.co.za. Professor Nicholas Pierce, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you very much.